The COVID-19 pandemic has been devastating in so many ways in terms of lives lost, social isolation and economic damage. But like every crisis, it has also accelerated positive change, including a massive increase in telemedicine, where doctors are using phone or video consultations in a move which could eliminate crowded waiting rooms. Carol Coleman reports.
I had an appointment on the 18th of May. In NUIG Galway, a medical outpatient clinic. I got a text 4 days before to see would I accept a phone call from the doctor, and I agreed. I got the phone call, right, and I was very happy with the outcome of it. It saved me the bother of travelling, hanging around in a hospital and wasting everyone's valuable time. So I found it a positive experience.
One happy customer in the Northwest telling me about his recent switch from physical to telephone visits with his consultant. A survey conducted by Behaviour and Attitudes on behalf of the Irish Medical Council in early March found just 4% of respondents had visited with a doctor by phone or video. 96% had not. Since then, that 4% will have skyrocketed, as practically every doctor in Ireland is now offering consultations by phone or video.
Ty Crowley here. I'm an IMO GP in Kilkenny. I'm getting ready for a video consultation with a patient. This is my fourth of this morning, along with telephone calls and face-to-face consultations. It's what I call another tool in the bag to help GPs cope with already busy GP surgeries.
Hello.
Ty Crowley is a member of a 9-doctor GP practice in Kilkenny.
I'm in general practice now 25 years. We would have been operating an awful lot face-to-face, a lot of phone calls over that time as well, issuing prescriptions. But then all of a sudden, no one was coming into the surgery. There was an underbelly of people hiding their complaints, if you want to put it that way, that were nearly afraid to contact the doctor. Basically, the patient makes an appointment, and I have it down that there's a video consult going to come in maybe in an hour's time. My phone is able to text me to say, yeah, your patient is online waiting for you, and you just click on. We have noticed that it's much easier when it's your own patient that you're dealing with.
Over in Longford, IMO President Pádraig McGarry says the past few weeks have revolutionised how GP care is delivered, with 2/3 of his daily consultations now over the phone.
Literally, this turned on overnight. 16th of March, and I remember the very first consultation. I was donned in my sort of full PPE with mask, goggles, gown, etc. And I'm not sure who was more concerned, the patient or myself. It was a cold start, and we had to go from 0 to 100 straight away.
Pádraig McGarry says video works well for things like paediatric illnesses, stomach ulcers, or taking medical histories. It does not pick up on the subtle cues from mental health patients, and it can be unreliable when examining images.
I was using one the other day, and I was looking at a rash, which I couldn't quite get, so I asked her to come in. And as it turned out, she had a shingles, an atypical type shingles, the way it was presenting. People in rural areas where the broadband is not as strong, they're disadvantaged in that regard.
For patients who need to travel to check in with a hospital consultant, telemedicine seems like a no-brainer.
So just tell me, you have done phone consultation, yeah?
Yes, yeah. Doctor just ask how I'm feeling, follow up the previous visits and my blood test results. And it was fine. I even prefer that this way, because otherwise I would have to drive to Roscommon Hospital just to talk with him. So it's like 40 minutes drive one way. In my opinion, if there is nothing wrong going on that you actually need to show the doctor something, consultation over the phone, for me, it's just fine.
But the video screen ain't for everyone. Mary, who's recovering from a hip replacement, says she is no good with video technology, and she needs to drive the 2 hours to her appointment.
Yeah, I think the face-to-face is better. I don't really like using WhatsApp or videos or Zoom or any of that.
And the doctors are seeing you, are they?
Yeah, in the clinic in Galway, I had to go down, yeah. It's a bit scary, but no, it was fine.
I don't think I would send photos, no. I don't think. I wouldn't be very comfortable with that. I'd be afraid to go in for anything now, unless I was really, like, sick, yeah. Just in case I catch it, and then I'd be worse off. But I think you have to adapt to your current situation as well. You can't expect things to be the same.
I'm a long time at this business, and I love the face-to-face patient contact. I think that still has to be, for GPs, the centre of what we do. But currently and in a crisis like this, the telephone consultations have worked out better than I thought they would.
Rita Doyle is a GP in Wicklow and president of the Irish Medical Council.
You're working a little bit in the dark. You're listening to the patient, but you're not seeing anything. You're checking against what it might be. And then when you put down the phone, you're thinking, oh, now did I ask everything I should have asked?
The recent Behaviour and Attitudes survey covers just a very small sample of users. But among those who had used telemedicine, it found that most sought a remedy for cold or flu symptoms or wanted a prescription renewed. An IMC working group is currently looking at what online doctors, not all of them based in Ireland, are prescribing to patients here.
I would feel very strongly that telemedicine, and I'm talking about the consumer type telemedicine, should not be prescribing any addictive drugs, okay, like sleeping tablets or benzos or opiates, that type of thing. I just think it's too dangerous.
Yet, despite its limitations, visiting with your doctor by phone or video is here to stay. Ty Crowley again in Kilkenny.
I think it will be culturally and socially a bit unacceptable to have large waiting rooms full of people. I think people won't like it, they won't want it, and they'll be looking for other forms of consultations with the doctors. And I think that'll be the onus for GP practice to try and provide that.
All of the GPs report that after several anxious weeks, people are contacting them again and are happy to have the phone option.
I'm around a long time, so I'm the elder lemon around here. So a lot of them would be patients of mine for 30 years. They know my voice and they say, oh, it's great to hear from you. And patients have been absolutely very grateful for anything you've done for them. I would have a lot of very elderly patients and they're very scared by the whole thing.
And that was Rita Doyle, the president of the Irish Medical Council, ending that report by Carol Coleman.